obviously they have great backup support, gym wise, conditioning wise, and time management. It's all there for them at Loughborough. But there's something about rugby players where they do get better sort of through mid to late 20s, you know, with experience and just get stronger, you know, as men as opposed to boys.
What sort of a game are you expecting from them?
I think it'll be a fast game. I think they'll be looking to get the ball wide as often as possible. The pitch up there isn't actually all that big. I was always surprised by it. I would have expected them to play on a much wider paddock than they do. So it might suit us a bit more. But just high energy, high tempo, quick breakdown. So the idea from us is to be very controlled, not give them a chink and really counter-ruck and go for that disruption at source.
I was looking at the stats for the league just before I came out, and I see they've got one guy right up there amongst the leading try scorers, and one of their kicker is obviously right up there as well. Not altogether surprising, they're top of the league, but there are clearly some danger.
Yeah, I think I said it last year. I mean, everyone from when we played them down here, even in the wet at Christmas time last year, everyone from 1 to 15 looked capable of running the length to score if given the opportunity. And there aren't many teams like that in this division. You know, I mean, traditionally the forwards are big and heavy and the backs will do the running. But they've got a team where they're all athletes and they're all capable of it. So it's really not giving them a chance to break through.
More evidence of how the game has changed, really. If 1 to 15 can run in tries in the old days, you know, the props used to lumber around a bit, didn't they, in all honesty? And the tall, skinny ones used to be on the wing, but there aren't too many like that anymore.
Well, no, I mean, their set piece does suffer from it. And like I say, the breakdown does suffer from it. They play a very fast game where they only commit two or three to breakdowns. So if you can pick those breakdowns and snatch the ball back off them, it's the old adage that you can only play with the ball. So, you know, if we can keep the ball away from them and get it back as quickly as possible, then we'll be in good stead.
You mentioned you've got players battered and bruised, but no serious injuries from the weekend? Are you hoping to go with the same squad, roughly?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there were one or two tactically we found wanting with the lack of Will Burton. So maybe we look at a few personnel changes just here and there, but I'd say there'll probably only be two changes for the weekend. But it's something we'll come on to later in the week. And go at it. I mean, we're getting some consistency, especially with the front row play. And the set piece, it's coming all the time. So it's just making the whole team work around that now.
And you obviously be very keen to avoid two defeats on the bounce, although Loughborough is going to be a tough game.
It will be a tough one, and a lot of people won't expect us to go there and do anything. So, you know, it's a shot to nothing. It's a little cup final within the season, and you always raise your game for the teams ahead of you. So, I just hope we back ourselves and get back on track.